Discover how challenges aren't setbacks, but stepping stones towards an unshakable faith. Learn the secret sauce to a character that stands firm when the world shakes. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. It is December. I can't believe it. Christmas is just around the corner. You may be getting some of your Christmas shopping done. You may be getting around relatives that you love and like and some that you don't. But we are going to be talking a lot about being justified. We are starting our new series today, and it starts in Romans chapter 5. We just came out of the Abraham series, and now we're going to head on over to Romans chapter 5, and it's about being justified. And today's theme really is about being justified by faith. You're going to see in verse 1, it says, therefore. So I'm going to add in verse 25. It says this, he who has delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification. Isn't that powerful? He who was delivered because of our transgressions. So Jesus Christ was delivered to the cross because of our sins and was raised because of our justification. So he was raised from the dead so that you and me, we could have no sin. He justified us. And we talked a lot about justification prior, but therefore, having been justified by faith, how are we justified? We are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what we're going to do as we dive in, we are going to go through the whole sentence, I believe. It's just one sentence. It's kind of long, but we're going to just get right into that word and just study what it means. So if you enjoyed these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that huddle in that Washington Defender app. Someone asked me, well, what do I do if I'm listening to you on Spotify? Well, then you hit follow if you want to hit that button there. But anyways, we want you to get the word of God out. Share this with your friends. Get them involved in growing daily in God's word and scripture. And so that's why we're here each and every day. We know that unless we change hearts, the moral compass of society and culture won't change, and therefore, we can't change policy. And that is who we are, Family Policy Institute of Washington. So check us out there. So here we are, therefore. So he just laid the foundation of the gospel message, the death of Jesus Christ and the transgressions for our sins and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is raised because of that. Therefore, because of this gospel message, therefore, having been justified by faith. Aren't you so glad that you are justified by faith? That produces something in us. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained an introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in the hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulation, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So let's break this down a little bit. So we were delivered over because of our transgressions and raised because of our justification. So I put out there already that this is the gospel message. Death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. Jesus died for our sins or our transgressions. Jesus resurrected for our righteousness or our justification. That is the gospel message. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So we're justified how? By faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So getting those definitions down are really important. We are looking at, we just as if I never sinned, and then this is all by faith. Now, all of Romans chapter 4 lays out that whole concept of Abraham. That Abraham, the father of our faith, is there, and it tells us that we are grafted into the Jewish experience of Abraham. Now you may be thinking, wait, I thought I was a Christian. I follow Jesus. You do. He's the Messiah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus in his humanity came from the lineage of David, which came from the lineage of Abraham. So we're justified by faith. We have peace with God. You know, today is a day that you can experience God's peace. In fact, this Christmas season, you're going to hear a lot about the Prince of Peace, dwelling in peace, living in peace, you know, reconciliation in peace. And yet, oftentimes, our homes aren't going to be filled with that same peace that we keep talking about. So it's an opportunity for us to grow in the very nature of God and the things of God, and to know that this is by faith that we are justified by the gospel through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If I walk through the doorway is the mechanism that lets me get around that wall. If you want peace with God, you have to walk through Jesus Christ. And then he says another through. There's actually three or four of them here. Through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into grace. So Jesus introduces you by faith into grace. Powerful, isn't it? Think about that for a moment. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, introduces you by faith into grace. You want grace in your life? You want mercy in your life? Have faith in Jesus Christ. He'll introduce you to grace. I just picture this. God sitting by Jesus. Hey, this is grace right here. In grace, in the grace in which we stand in this grace. And to think about that, that it's not like we're just somehow arbitrary, just have grace out there somewhere that we can't experience, but it's a grace that we stand in. We exalt in hope of the glory of God. What is the idea of exalt in hope of the glory of God? Exalt. If I exalt, like we used to sing that song, I exalt thee, oh Lord. And I exalt thee, like that. We are bringing praise and glory in hope of the glory of God. So we bring up this hope that we so desperately need in this world. Not only this, we also exalt in our tribulations. So when we have different tribulation around us, we can exalt in that. We can praise the Almighty King of Kings, Lord of Lords, risen Savior, God who died on the cross for our sins. Knowing this, that tribulation brings perseverance. Are you persevering? Why? You're justified by faith. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, rose again that you may have eternal life, and you're experiencing God's hope, and you're exalting that hope throughout this tribulation that you're going through, and perseverance. And perseverance makes proven character. I firmly believe this is why some Christians get literally stuck with their walk with God. They never allow the perseverance to come to give them proven character. And if we don't have proven character, we don't have hope. Proven character brings hope, and hope does not disappoint. So think about that for a moment. God is working through your tribulations in your heart, in your life, those things around you, so that he can develop some character within you, something that's going to be strong and mighty and able in the times of need. And then that perseverance during those times of tribulation, that character produces hope. Why? How you say, how does that happen? Well, when you begin to see God moving in these areas of your life as you persevere through tribulation, you're like, I know I can't be doing this on my own. That's God. God's helping me. God is helping me through this tribulation. I'm persevering. It's not my own strength. It's God. And so when you begin to go, it's God, you begin to understand there's hope. Your character is developed, and it's not disappointment because God is with you. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts. So here we go. We're going through tribulation. We're being justified by faith. And all of a sudden, God gives us a double dose of pouring out of grace and mercy and love into our hearts. And it's being poured out upon us each and every step of the way. I just can't imagine as you go into a workplace today, you're running up the credit cards, you're doing all this kind of stuff, and it's just, you're totally frustrated. And God is saying, grace, 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 peace, peace, peace. You don't need all that stuff. And you back off and you're like, it's about relationship. It's not about presence. It's about, you know, it's all these things. It's not about getting the latest junk that we all think we need. Our happiness is in the Lord. The love of God has been poured out within your heart today. God's love, his patience, his kindness, his no record of wrong, all that definition of love is poured out in within your heart today. And this comes through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now, I just love that very fact that the Holy Spirit was given to you. The Holy Spirit was given to me. You and me, we both have the Holy Spirit living in us. I have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. Why? We've confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead. We are saved. And the Holy Spirit steps in and says, oh, mighty warrior, valiant warrior, stand in the grace and the justification of Almighty God. Today is going to be a fantastic day for you. It's going to be the best day of your life. Like, why is it the best day of my life? Because Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's on the throne of your heart. He's on the throne of your mind. He's on the throne of your occupation. He's on the throne of your kids. He's on the throne of your family. He's on the throne of, and you are not down, you are up. You haven't stumbled, you are held. You haven't fallen into a pit. You are soaring with the eagles today. God loves you. He died for you. He rose again for you. He's giving you that eternal life that you so desperately need and want. He's poured out his Holy Spirit upon you. He's given it to you. So, public square application. If love is poured into our hearts, when we get squeezed like an orange today, what's going to come out? Orange juice, right? When we get squeezed, if love is in our hearts, grace, justification by faith and hope, hope, faith, justification, love is going to come out of us. If other stuff is in our heart, then that's what's going to come out of us then. I want to encourage you as you go through your day to understand one basic concept. God loves you so, so very much. He died for you and he rose again. He's poured out his love upon your heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you that we are justified by faith and not by works. God, we thank you that you are developing our character during this time of tribulation, during this time of persecution, during this time of being in the out in the public square. God, we know that Christianity is not a cool religion right now. And God, we know that we're being persecuted and we're being told we can't speak and we're being told all these things. But today, God, we say is the day of hope. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of refinement because the Holy Spirit and love are being poured out into our hearts that we may glorify and honor you today. Go before us in all things. I pray over those obstacles that we're going to encounter today. Give us wisdom, understanding, and insight how to maneuver those. And let when we get squeezed today, let Jesus come out. And we thank you for your goodness and your grace on us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.